نستعينه الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال الله تعالى وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم My dear respected brothers, elders, scholars, sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. It is an opportunity for me and for all of us that we are here again one more time to give a chance to ponder about our life. The why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us here, what is our duty, what we should do, and how we should spend our this life. We have started our journey from world of ruh, which is called alam-e-arwah, and from there we came to the alam-e-dunya. Then from dunya we are going to go to the alam-e-barzakh, and from alam-e-barzakh to alam-e-akhirah, which is the final destination should be for every Muslim who say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. As Allah will say the Day of Judgment, Fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. You were once one day, you have struggled a long time through all these changes, finally you again became the dweller of the Jannah, so get in. This long journey started and we are in the middle of journey. We are just in the middle of journey. And when this journey will end, none of us will know. But we know for sure that the end of this journey, there will be a decision will be made for every single one of us, either righteous people or the bad, meaning as a believe, we will be considered as a believing people or will be considered as a non-believing people. The chain of all the messenger alayhi musallatu wassalam came from the beginning to end of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to wake up people every day to remind him about his creator. As we see, before I born, we born, Allah has created so many things for you and me. Everything is for you. Everything for me. Why I have created for who? The question comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answering it. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ The purpose of your creation, to worship me in a form of obedience to Allah. Whatever Allah has ordered through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as it is stated in the Quran, مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam approved for his ummah, you take it as you need it. Whatever he forbid us to not do, we just avoid it. And in his whole time of 23 years, physically he showed his ummah, his companion, his sahaba, how to deal this life to prepare for the hereafter. We are just travelers here. We are not going to stay here. Our final destination is where we came. And we are just turning there. And we should be make sure that I shouldn't be losing my exit, which is right. Right exit, not the left exit. If a person lost an exit, even in USA, he may have to go through another 20, 30, 50 miles, depending on the area, to come back the same exit. But if anyone loses his exit here in this dunya, for the akhirah, never ever, Allah knows the wish ever he will find it or not. That's why the direct guideline given by Allah through Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to see him and observe him, his lifestyle. As we know, a couple of people came to check the lifestyle of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then answer was, yes, he lived with us. As a regular, he help us. He help us even in the kitchen. He does such, he does some ibadah. Taqalluha, the hadith word is that. They said, oh, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't do so much, but again, he, because of he's a prophet, even he does little bit, does a lot in the eye of Allah. But we have to do a lot. What? I have to just separate my life from my family life. No more family life. Just worship. All night worshiping. Another says, I'm going to fast all day. Other one says such and such. By the time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and questioned what happened, they reply, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She said, this is the situation. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them back and he said, listen, I have this life and I'm continuing. And in this life, there is a family, there is a business, there is a this and that, everything. With it, you have to go and you have to find your destination. It is not that you just get out from your dunya life, which is we call dunya. It is actual, it's not dunya. Brother, if we look after that, how it was done in the time of Rasulullah, or the how people, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has done such and such and such, that is deen and that is sunnah, and that is akhirah. So your one handful of food, which is you putting in the mouth of your wife, that is deen, that is sunnah. Just putting that handful of food, you are being rewarded for it. What I try to say, worship, as Allah says in the Quran, ibadah is not mean ibadah means just come to the big masjid and sit down and have a big tasbih and say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, that's it. And do not engage yourself in the worldly businesses. No. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that at-tajir as-saduq, a tajir, a businessman, a true businessman who does the business accordingly, he will be raised the day of judgment ma'a an-nabiyyin was-siddiqin wash-shuhada was-salihin. You are doing business. As I see, we are making money, but this money is not for me. It's money to please Allah, to do such and such and such and such. It's like you have built this masjid, mashallah. Just Allah's grace, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Man bana masjidan lillahi, bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah. If anyone make a masjid, walau ka mafhasid, even it is a just small house of a, just like little bird, meaning small, even Allah will build a house for you in the Jannah. An individual may not be able to do this so big. Whatever you could, you did, you tried, mashallah. Jazakallah for it. So although we see I was earning money, but I just gave $100, $200, $300,000, whatever. So what a big deal. It's not a what, it is a big deal. And we'll see the reward of it, not today. The reward, inshallah, will be shown the day of judgment in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every act, what we do, we have to make sure that if there is any sign, any indication given or came from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every aspect of life we have to find that I'm eating, how I should eat, right hand or the left hand, of course it's right hand. So you are acting as like Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. So whatever you are eating, you're being rewarded because of you following Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our marriage places, our business places, our daily life, whatever we do, we have to make sure. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. An example. What to follow? As we know in the Quran, the kuffar, the mushrikeen used to say, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, send from amongst us who is the Prophet, why not can be an angel can be sent? So that we can know better. Qaful Quran al-Majid, bal ajibu an ja'ahum mundhirun minhum. There was so surprised that one warner came among themselves. They couldn't took it, they couldn't accept it. They couldn't believe it. فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. But the actual fact is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قال إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد. I'm a human being. So that I can understand what is your needs and necessities. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel as a form of human. And he was a human. But at the same time, he was a Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So brothers, this is the month as we know. The burn of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place in this month. And he was the mercy. His lifestyle was fully mercy, not only for his time until the day of judgment. Whoever follow his direction, whoever follow his sunnah, whoever think as he was thinking, his thought, his fikr. So this is the important for us. That the way we are living life nowadays, is it not the same thing? Or there is a question. There is no question if I follow my 24 hours life according to the Quran and the Sunnah, La ilaha illallah and Muhammadur Rasulullah. Whatever we do, I have to look for is Muhammadur Rasulullah's Sunnah, or his life, or his sunnah, or his any act, what he did in this particular event. Is it there? It is sunnah, is there? If it is, your and ours, all, whole life will be considered. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That you are obeying the actual, what you supposed to. Otherwise, if I do the way I want to, then there is no worship. That's why if the salat is 2 rakat, means 2 rakat, it's not 2.5 or 3 or 4. As Prophet did, I have to do. I cannot add, I cannot less. That's why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told all of us that the wisest person amongst you, who وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعَدَ الْمَوْتِ, the wisest person is the person الْكَيِّسُ مَنْ, who guard his nafs, his wishes all the time. وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعَدَ الْمَوْتِ, because the mouth and the death is imminent, is coming today or tomorrow, and now no one of us we know. Before that happened, every single morning it is a gift from Allah. When you get up every morning, what do we say? Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given me life back as I was dead. Every one of us is like a salt lake, yes? For example, just take a moment for 10 seconds. The whole Salt Lake people are sleeping, meaning they're dead. In 10 minutes, 10 seconds, 10 minutes after, all wake up. Same thing happened, inshallah, one day, before the day of judgment, whole world will be all destroyed. And every day, and all of them will be raising again to come to the day of resurrection, the field of resurrection, which is we say every day, wa ilayhi nushur. In actuality, every day I'm reminding, I'm saying myself, hey, Mr. Abdullah Abdul Rahim, even you are not doing anything for your akhirah, so much the one you are supposed to do, but you are saying yourself, wa ilayhi nushur, you have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. You like or not, you have to be there. Since I have to be there and I have to go back there, how much I have to prepare myself? This is the question. No matter how much I do, it is little. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to spend almost 3 to 4 hours every night, every night in tahajjud, in dua, in supplication for this ummah to Allah. What will happen to my ummah? Who will never will be able to see me? And but they will hear about my hadith, my saying, and they will follow it. Oh Allah, what will happen to them? He used to cry. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, O Prophet of Allah, Allah has forgiven all of your sins. Why are you doing? Shouldn't I be grateful to Allah who has forgiven me all? This brother, time is too short. Our life is too short. Here is time also short. Inshallah, have prepared yourself. Let me prepare myself. Every one of us to be make ourselves deserve to be being mercied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with doing all this act, which is five times salat a day. I'm going to take one more minute. One more minute. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who does his fajr, his asr and fajr, of course we do five times, but especially the barakah of these two salat is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him in the Jannah. Although there are some other, all the acts, but these two salat, the barakah of these two salat, especially why? It will take almost half an hour to describe about. However, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again prepare ourselves that I am not going to be here forever. I have to leave this world and I have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with being a sayer of La ilaha illallah or follower of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah for sunnah, then inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.